For decades, global events seem to support that idea, says our article from the New York Times, the idea that democracy is secure once these trends are consolidated. Continuing, data from Freedom House, a watchdog organization that measures democracy and freedom around the world, shows that the number of countries classified as free rose steadily from the mid-1970s to the early 2000s. And my comment, to paraphrase Jeremy Bentham, he who controls the lexicon controls the world. The word free is used here to mean operationally sufficient resources are available to the state to purchase the consent of the governed, such that no force is required to quell grumblers. And we must include among these resources EMF weapons, because even though it is force, when it's not known, when the use of it is not outed by us, it's not outed as force and manifests as disease and other ill effects that are misidentified. Continuing, but since 2005, Freedom House's index has shown a decline in global freedom each year. As the resources of the planet shrink, so does the ability of the state to purchase the consent that we will support democracy. Continuing, is that a statistical anomaly, a result of a few random events in a relatively short period of time, or does it indicate a meaningful pattern? And I comment here, notice we are encouraged to rush past the definitions themselves and simply accept on faith that Freedom House defines these words, freedom and what was the other one? Democracy accurately, and has come up with actual measures of these things. Continuing with the article, Mr. Munk and Mr. Fox developed a three-factor formula to answer that question. Mr. Munk thinks of it as an early warning system. And I interject again, of course, what they mean by the word democracy, but will not say, is the state. And what they mean by the state, but will not say, is the global totalitarian class system which they have been laboring, using our labor, to put in place for 2.5 centuries. Continuing with the article, Mr. Munk and Mr. Fox developed a three-factor formula to answer that question. Mr. Munk thinks of it as an early warning system. The first factor was public support. How important do citizens think it is for their country to remain democratic? And so, I interject, we see here again that we are never allowed to scrutinize, let alone discuss, the lexicon. We are simply told over and over that we live in a democracy. And so when basic survival issues are not met under this democracy we're told we live in, democracy understandably becomes irrelevant. And then researchers like Mr. Munk can conclude that democracy is less important to us and is losing support. We see this building rationale, which is pressure applied on us all over the world, the squeeze that suggests to us that we will supposedly accept any form of government that can make the trains run on time. And Diana Spearman, author of Modern Dictatorship, has made this point in several places in her book. For instance, quote, in origin, the fascist movement was a spontaneous reaction to the state of disorder in 1922 and to the failure of socialism, unquote. So we see these are old tactics. The word this sentence ends with must merely shift or alternate from socialism to democracy to communism to fit any nation today. And we've been listening prior to this show, various discussions. One was Democracy Now!, the other, I think, Letters in Politics, which alluded to the fact that Trump's program is fascist, quote unquote. And so them continually drumming into us this lie that we elected him is to imply that we, the people, are growing more fascistic in nature. And this is what they want us to believe. And they want us to believe this about all nations around the world right now. So when they install their hardcore surveillance state everywhere, we'll look at each other for responsibility for this mess we find ourselves in. We have to get our own means of discourse so that we can talk to each other. And so when we have movements like Nuit Debout, it's not simply ignored by the major media, and we don't even know it exists. And so we were quoting from Diana Spearman's chapter 4, Authoritarian Tendencies in Democracy from Modern Dictatorship, quoted in a PDF you can download, which another one of them, small essays that I wanted to become books that have not yet, called Founding and Realizing a Test Site, not modeled on democracy, but on freedom, premised on leisure is happiness. And you can download the things I write from the tools menu page.